This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 29.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome. What's going on? It's awesome having you here on another Flip Empire Q&A show. And I just have a few housekeeping items before I dive into today's show. First off, you know, this is episode 29 and it's incredible because I believe we launched about 2 to 3 months ago and, you know, releasing two episodes a week. It's just crazy how quickly time is flying. And I believe this is episode 29. So in case you're not aware, if you're joining us for the first time and you want to listen to some of the previous episodes, obviously, I highly encourage you to check them out. With any of the past episodes, if you just go to flipempire.com/episode and then whatever number episode you want to listen to, you'll be able to check it out. So for example, this one is flipempire.com/episode29. And you can access all the resources mentioned in the episodes, the links, resources, the show notes page, just all the information is summarized there on the website. And I've been getting a lot of positive feedback, which is just awesome because it continues to push me and motivate me to put out quality content. And I'm getting, you know, like I said, a tremendous amount of feedback and people sending me emails and comments on social media that they are getting a lot of value. And, you know, they're really just taking a liking to all the material that I'm putting out. And one particular email I got, it's kind of long, so I'm going to just, you know, just highlight a few sentences here. A gentleman by the name of Rigo Silva sent me an email a couple days ago. He said, "Hola, Alex, I'm in Atlanta and just wanted to let you know that I found your video simply amazing in its simplicity and organization." Let me see here. Again, this is a kind of a long email, but in a nutshell, thanks for the videos. Have a wonderful day. He goes on to tell me he's part of a local group of investors in Atlanta and how they are taking a lot of the content and the information they're getting from the free online course, which I'll mention in a quick second, as well as the information covered in the podcast to start doing deals in that area. And so what he's referring to is if you don't have access yet, if you just go to flipempire.com, at the top, you're going to see an online course that I put together. It's 5 modules on 5 ways to scale your real estate wholesaling business to 6 figures in 6 months or less. And it took me a while to put that together. It comes with a mind map. Just go ahead and click the Get Instant Access button. Or alternatively, if you just text the word Empire to 67076, I'll shoot you back a link where you can go and you can access the course. So if you don't have it already, definitely check it out. Like I said, this is episode 29. And what I want to do is I want to just share with you a quick story here. A friend of mine who actually, I've known this guy for years. And back in the day, I'm talking about a long, long time ago, I got involved with network marketing for a bit there. And he's actually the one that told me about this particular network marketing company. And this is someone, he's actually my barber. And I was in the chair and he was cutting my hair. And this is somebody who he's very ambitious. He's always hungry. He's really into personal development and bettering himself. But one thing I've known about this particular gentleman is that he's always looking for the next bit of information, or he's always trying to learn the new strategy, the new money-making technique. And it's actually to his detriment, you know. And so I was in the chair, he was cutting my hair. And oftentimes, you know, he obviously knows about the podcast. He knows I've been doing this for years. And so he'll ask me questions. And you know, he told me, he actually happened to mention to me, he's like, "Yeah, I'm excited. I just picked up this book on rehabbing. And I picked up another online course on how to estimate repairs." And, you know, I hadn't really told him this in the past, but, you know, oftentimes when he's cutting my hair, he's telling me about the different opportunities or the different business ventures that he's looking into or that he's getting into. And I stopped him for a second. I asked him to turn off the clippers. And I said, "Man, you just got to focus on one thing, on one niche." You know, because you got to understand, this is somebody that, you know, he's been wanting to get into real estate for a while now. He actually reached out to me a few years ago and, you know, he was cutting hair, you know, being a barber is his day job. And he's dabbled in some different areas in real estate, and he's done some network marketing, and he's done some other things. And I said, man, you got to focus. You know, you have to come to a decision. You got to make a decision, I should say. And you got to come to that point where if real estate is the business you want to get into and you want to work part-time as you, you know, work your day job, is focus on one specific niche, one area of real estate, and stop bouncing around from, you know, this niche or this strategy to this. And, you know, he's involved in looking at properties in the auctions now. And so he's going after that. And then he mentioned about, you know, how he picked up this book on rehabbing. And I'm like, you have to understand that the knowledge is going to come from the experience. Okay. And what I mean by that is that the learning is in the doing. Okay. So that's really what I want to highlight here in this episode. And, you know, his question was, what should I be doing? You know, and I said, you know, obviously, you know that the foundation of my business and the core has been wholesaling, because I think that, especially if you're just getting started in this business, wholesaling is a great and easy way to get into this business. And even the seasoned pros, the guys that I know that are doing hundreds of deals a year, wholesaling is a big part of their business model. Now, eventually you're going to learn tools and you're going to learn different strategies so that, you know, you can monetize all the different leads you have coming into your business. But I said, you know, the least path of resistance, right? I think I said that right. But basically the quickest way to get into real estate, in my opinion, based on the resources and the time that he has, I said, is, you know, I think you should be focusing your time and energy and attention on wholesaling. Forget about rehabbing for now. Forget about all this other stuff that you're kind of dabbling in. And even if you don't want to, this is what I'm me talking to him. I said, even if you don't want to focus on wholesaling, pick one thing, immerse yourself into that and dive. Learn as much as you can about that, but just understand that the learning is going to be in the doing. And just to expand on that, I said, you're going to learn a hell of a lot more about speaking to motivated sellers and generating leads by actually doing that action than by spending $1,000 on a course, or by, you know, spending money and learning and jumping around from forum to blog to podcast to course to mentor. Like, start doing and less learning. Okay, so, you know, now granted, there's got to be a balance, right? Because I'm a big believer in the best investment you can make is in yourself, right? So I'm not saying that you don't want to learn. You know, matter of fact, I mean, I still put at least an hour aside to reading and to learning and to networking and different things that are going to make me a better person, right? A better entrepreneur. And so I'm not saying that you want to kick learning to the curb, but what I'm saying is that you're going to learn more by the experience, and you're going to get that experience by actually doing. So, you know, you can spend the next week going through a course on how to send out direct mail marketing, how to process leads, how to speak to sellers. And I guarantee you that if you just send out a direct mail campaign and you start taking those calls, that you're going to learn a lot more by that. And then you can supplement it with some of this training and some of the, you know, the courses and that. That's going to help sharpen your skills. And so I think, at least I hope, kind of a light bulb went off, because, you know, he knows that that's kind of his MO, is that, you know, and I applaud him, because this is somebody that's very hungry, very motivated, and he's got goals, but he's too scattered, you know? And so, if this resonates with you and you kind of find yourself in this position, realize that, you know, don't beat yourself up about it, but, commit to making a decision today that you're going to pick one thing and you're going to fully immerse yourself in that. And again, the second takeaway is, whatever it is you decide to do, whether it's wholesaling or whether it's, you know, whatever it might be, whatever strategy in real estate, or even if it's in another industry, you got to take action. And that's so overplayed, because I realize that I've said that a million times, and everyone else out there has always preaches taking action, but it's for a reason. You know, again, you're going to learn by the doing. And the education is in the application. I forgot where I heard that or who said that. I don't want to take credit for it, but just know that you're going to learn a hell of a lot more by spending a little bit of money, going out there, sending out some marketing, taking the calls, building your buyer's list, getting out there, networking. You know, that's where you're really going to excel and where you're really going to push your business forward. And then again, spend some time, carve out time block, at least an hour a day to learn whatever it is that you've decided to do. Focus on that. You know, don't, if you've decided to do wholesaling, don't spend that hour of your day learning about, you know, lease options or how to process short sales. Like, you know, now granted, some of those strategies do overlap and go into wholesaling. But I guess the point is that regardless of what you do, marketing is always going to be at the core. So marketing is a great area to spend a lot of your time and attention on. But I think the biggest takeaway, just to kind of put a bow on this episode here, if I haven't driven home the point enough, is focus on one thing and then immerse yourself in that and take action. And that's really where the learning is going to come in. So listen, appreciate your time. I wanted to kind of keep this episode short and sweet. If you have any questions, comments, just go to flipempire.com/question. I'd be happy to, you know, kind of feature it on an upcoming episode. And again, I want to encourage you, if you don't have access to the 5 ways to scale your real estate wholesaling business to 6 figures in 6 months or less, the online course, just go to flipempire.com, click on the Get Instant Access button, or text the word empire to 67076. So I'm looking forward to having you on the next show, which is episode 30 here. And I think you're really going to enjoy this upcoming masterclass. So I'll talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.